legislators, academics, industry, and environmentalists gathered at a fracking forum at UNC Charlotte to discuss exactly that question. The common answer?
Nobody really knows.
That's Frank Yoho of Piedmont Natural Gas.
The short answer is we don't know.
Environmentalist June Blotnick.
We really don't know because...
Mitch Gillespie, North Carolina's Assistant Secretary of Environment and Natural Resources. No one knows the impact because no one knows how much natural gas is trapped under the state. The estimates that have been done suggest it's not a whole lot, especially compared to the Marcellus Shale, the rock formation that stretches down most of the northeastern United States. But Assistant Secretary Gillespie, a fracking advocate, says we need to do some test drilling. He thinks that will happen soon in Lee County in central North Carolina, where estimates put the largest gas reserves.
The sweet spot could be huge. We just don't really know until we do get some exploratory wells in there. And in my opinion, there will be exploratory wells dug this year in Lee County.
But even if the lowest estimates are right, that'd be enough gas to sustain North Carolina for 2 years. And proponents say at the high end, it could create a new energy industry for the state. And that means jobs. But panelists at the end of the forum said, not so fast. Fred D'Ambrosio is a senior manager at the oil and gas company Hess. He says fracking is a specialized industry for people with specialized skills.
Unless there is a base of people within North Carolina that have those skills, those jobs are going to be from out of state.
D'Ambrosio says that can stimulate a lot of economic activity, though. In North Dakota, towns are doubling in population because of fracking, and that creates other jobs.
I've been in the local Walmart where they don't have people to stock. They actually have to put all their products out on the floor on pallets. And they import people on cycles from other parts of the country to spend two-week rotations to work the cash register.
But D'Ambrosio also said he wasn't representing his company at the forum because Hess isn't planning to drill in North Carolina. And that's an indication of a couple potential problems. The shale gas boom has made the fuel so cheap that there is questionable incentive for companies to drill new wells. And quite frankly, we don't look so good. Other states have more promising reserves, so when companies do drill, they might not start here. And then there are the environmental concerns.
You're going to have issues later on.
Chris Harden is an engineer with consulting firm Haley and Aldrich.
You're going to run out of places to put the water. This is well understood in the Marcellus Shale Belt. It'll be happening here.
Harden's talking about wastewater from the fracking process. Environmental and health concerns with shale gas drilling often focus on fracking itself, which is shooting high-pressure water, sand, and chemicals into the ground. But at the forum, everyone, environmentalists, businessmen, and lawmakers, said the bigger question is, what do you do with that water once it comes out of the ground? For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.